Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chairman. Allow me, first of all, to once again congratulate you on your election. France aligns itself with a statement made by the European Union. I would here like to add some comments in my national capacity. First of all, rest assured that you have the full support of my delegation throughout this meeting of the high contracting parties. As you know, France is fully committed to working in the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, which is a key instrument of international humanitarian law and a constructive forum bringing together complementary expertise and diverse concerns, humanitarian and security concerns. The universalization of the Convention and its protocols is a common goal and must continue to fully mobilize us all, as well as what goes hand in hand with that, namely the full implementation of its provisions. That is why France calls upon all states that have not yet signed or ratified the Convention and its protocols to join up to them, and recalls that the respect for the obligations under those documents is imperative. This meeting of the High Contracting Parties, 1 year after the review conference, must allow us to follow up on the significant work done in the CCW. I would like to go over some of the most important points for my delegation. First of all, France would like to recall the importance of the work done in the framework of amended Protocol 2 on improvised explosive devices. This allowed us to mobilize states around this issue to identify good practices and to adopt a political declaration on this subject, which was approved in 2016. France sincerely hopes that states will remain mobilized to combat this scourge, the security and humanitarian consequences of which remain extremely worrying. This year, I'm particularly pleased that France has been appointed to preside over the next 20th Conference of the States Parties to amended Protocol 2, and would like to thank all states for their support. Next, our discussions on lethal autonomous weapon systems, which began in 2014, demonstrate that the CCW is able to take up emerging issues and thereby to respond to the concerns of states and civil society. France is firmly convinced that the CCW is the appropriate forum for discussing this fundamental challenge and supports the continuation of discussions in this framework. In spite of the financial difficulties that led to the delaying and shortening of our work, we welcome the holding of the first group of governmental experts and the broad participation from both high contracting parties and civil society and private sector representatives. I would also like to applaud the Indian presidency for the excellent work done last week and to underscore our satisfaction with the recommendations adopted resulting from the GGE. My delegation fully supports the renewal of the GGE for 2018 so that it can meet for 10 days and, if possible, during two separate weeks to allow time for our thinking to mature and on the basis of the mandate that it already has. As you know, Germany and France have also made several substantive proposals for the continuation of our work, and I will come back to those in more detail during the segment on laws. I would simply at this point like to underscore that France is convinced of the need to continue our considerations of this subject in further depth to achieve a shared understanding. France also notes that there are continuing concerns over the humanitarian consequences of the indiscriminate use of mines other than anti-personnel mines. We recall that France considers that MOTAPAMs are legitimate weapons, but that they must be used in respect of the principles of reversibility, precision, and discrimination. In accordance with the joint declaration made in 2006, France is steadily putting in place good practices in mining practice. I would now like to turn to budgetary issues, which are a serious concern for my country. It is imperative that the high contracting parties pay their contributions in good time so that the meetings of states parties and expert meetings can take place according to plan. We gravely regret that some meetings were not able to take place in 2017 due to a lack of funds. We must anticipate these budgetary constraints to effectively prepare for the continuation of our work without having to lower our ambitions. My delegation, along with other countries, will come back to this subject during the discussions devoted to it. But already, I would, Chairman, like to fully support the solution that you are proposing in your report, following up on decision number 6 from the 5th Review Conference of the CCW. Lastly, France notes with satisfaction the contributions from some states to allow the convention to take up some emerging subjects and hopes to be able to contribute to such thinking in the future in the context of the objectives and goals of the convention. Thank you.